prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 29 June 2022, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us. We've got a guest coming up here in a second that you're going to want to hear from, and you're going to learn about how two-faced some people are in this country. I'm talking about the government leaders, and you're going to find out just exactly, very clearly, whose side they're on, and they don't care who knows it. But anyway, before we do that, tomorrow's Thursday. Lord willing, we'll be in the office all day from 9 to 4 Eastern. I'll be here all day. Love to hear from you. I really would. I mean, and I love hearing from new folks. If you listen, if you listen to us a day or two or 10 years, you haven't spoken to us, call us tomorrow and say hi to us in the office. I think you'd be glad you did. You can call us at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. If you're in a long distance, you can save us some money if you'll call us at 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. We'll get a hold of the same number, and you can talk to us. Place order with Crystal, give donation, whatever you want to do. We're here tomorrow to try to spend time with you and get to know you all a little bit better. And I want to thank you all for calling the weeks when you call into us. We are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. We're going to have it starting at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, which I'll start off with prayer requests and praise reports and just general things people might want to share, testimony time before we get into the current events. This week I'm going to do a current event and teaching both together for 2 hours. Not all together, folks. There'll be a break in between. It's going to be a teaching of prophecy on what's happening in the world today and what we look for in the future. We're going to tie it in the scripture to show you what's happening in the Bible in the Old Testament in Israel's time is happening in America's time. There's a definite, folks, relationship there between Israel, ancient Israel, and the church today. Understand that. Truly born-again believers. Understand that. So we're teaching that. You can watch us live if you go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream. You'll see us there. If you don't have a computer, you can call us on the phone and listen. If you'll call 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013 to listen on the phone. And I'll get the special offer right now. Now, I'm going to get in trouble, I'm sure, like I said, for the T-shirts. But, folks, I want to get a new one in, and there's no point keeping the old ones around. These are good-looking shirts. They really are beautiful T-shirts. And if you don't mind sharing a testimony of no fear before the people, that's what it says on the T-shirt, no fear. The picture of a lion amongst a flock of sheep wearing a mask and the lion not wearing a mask. And quoting 1 Timothy, I hope you'll get a copy. It's just $10, folks, any size while they last. Now, if we don't have your size, you want your money back, just say, Pastor, if you don't have my size, please send money back to me. I'll do that. But all sizes are available right now, but you better hurry while they last. We're going to be putting them out of here. And, of course, my books I've been talking about, the last three books, below cost, $15, because I'm going to put them all in one volume when I get them done. When I get them all together this time, all the separate volumes are going. And you get all six of my books for $35. That includes shipping right to your front door. I think you'll like them. If you don't, send them back or send your money back to you. That's fair enough, isn't it? It's about as fair as I can be on that. And don't get REM sleep. We got some left. But, folks, once this batch is gone, there'll not be any more. As far as I know, it's going forever. Order it while you can. I know we've got several bottles going out here tomorrow already, and they're not going to have many left. So REM sleep has been on sale now if you want it, so give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-651-4448. And I did receive a voice text message from Dr. Carey today, Dr. Carey Bidet. As you know, she was in a plane crash a couple of days ago. And I understand, according to Dr. Tim Penny, she broke a tibia and fibula and fractured five vertebrae in her back. I don't know what else could have happened, what else involved, but she did send a voicemail, just maybe about 20 seconds long, 18, 20 seconds long. Said she's in for a long recovery, but she's doing okay. And said she really appreciates y'all's prayers. So Dr. Madej did check in with me and let her know that she's doing okay. She's got a long road ahead of her, but she appreciates your prayers. And, folks, I have to say this. I agree with a writer who said he's 90% sure this was not an accident, and I agree with him on that. I truly do. Dr. Madej has embarrassed a lot of people in pharma, especially the vaccine manufacturers. So let's just pray she'll get well soon. Y'all remember Dr. Carey in your prayers. Now, tonight's guest is Daniel Tomlinson. This gentleman works with a group of people in New York who tries to help ladies who were pregnant that did not want to kill their babies, to take care of them, support them, get them through, I guess you say, some of a crisis sometimes. And they've done their best to do it in a Christian manner. And they have been attacked, folks, literally attacked with firebomb. I'm dead serious. And it went on from there. But let's go to our guest. Let's go to Daniel Tomlinson. Daniel, welcome. Come on in.
Thank you so much, Pastor Butch. It's really an honor and really a privilege to be here with you tonight. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're much more than welcome, and it's an honor to have you too, sir. It really is. I know the people out there like you out there, and Isaac and all of you and Jim out there taking a stand. But tell the folks, if you don't mind, before we start in what's going on in New York State and other places, who is Daniel Tomlinson? What does he do? What's been his background? And just give us a little bit of bio on you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much. So I've had the honor of serving at Compass Care Pregnancy Services for 12 years now. I serve there as the VP of Advancement. I'm basically in charge of educating the community on the equal value of every human being from the womb to the tomb and resourcing the mission. So that's people, that's reputation, and that's finances. So my role is just to help the organization as a whole to be able to continue to reach and serve women considering abortion. I'm married. I've been married, just celebrated 8 years of marriage last week. And we've got four little kids, a five-year-old, a three-year-old, two-year-old, and a one-year-old. So we are blessed.
Well, you found out how to get those pretty much right away, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. And I am passionately pro-life, Pastor Butch. I'm passionately pro-life because I am a Christian, because I serve the Lord Jesus Christ, because I am a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to hate what He hates, and I want to love what He loves, and I want to act in a way that's consistent with my beliefs. My belief is that God is the creator of all creation, and He put at the apex of all creation mankind. He made man in His own image. He didn't make chimpanzees. He didn't make giraffes. He didn't make, little cute Dalmatian puppies in His image. He made human beings in His image. And
yes, He did.
We here in the United States, we shake our fist at God, and we can't reach Him. We can't touch Him because He is higher and bigger and untouchable by us. And so we destroy His image instead. We attack His image, and we attack the weakest and most vulnerable because we're cowards. And the weakest and most vulnerable is the preborn child. And we've been attacking and killing that since time began. Infanticide and abortion have been with us since time began. And Christians have always been at the forefront, of trying to save children from death.
Well, I appreciate what you just said. And I still am very disappointed at what the church did not do in 1973. And I've said this many, many times. Our God gives us duties, and we obey Him and do His duties. He gives us blessings. Everybody talked about the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. I keep saying this on the air in front of everybody, that God does not give rights. He gives duties and blessings. In Numbers chapter 1, He told the people, every man 20 years and up, you will have a sword, you will have a bow and arrow, you'll keep them in your house, you'll protect yourself, your family, your tribe, and your country. That wasn't a right. That was a duty to the man to do that. Nehemiah chapter 4, same thing. Luke 22:36, Christ told His own disciples, of which I am one, you buy yourself a sword. Romans didn't like civilians carrying sword, but He said, you buy yourself a sword. I'm telling you, so you come and buy one. Now, this is in the Bible, folks. Look for yourself. When we would not take the duty we had to protect innocent life, with by all means possible, in 1973, 65 to 100 million babies later, we think God's going to just all of a sudden forget all about that. He's not. And in 2 Kings 24:4, He says, I will not pardon the shedding of innocent blood. That doesn't mean individuals can be forgiven. Thank God for the grace of individuals, but nations that shed blood, innocent blood, have to be judged on the earth. They're not judged in eternity. They're judged in real time on the earth. And America must be judged and is being judged right now in a lot of different ways. And it's going to increase dramatically over the next few months. I mean dramatically over the next few months. But you were talking about murdering babies. And I'll say this, get on other topics. We have been sacrificing our children to Moloch. That's in the Bible, folks. You can say whatever you want to do. It's for woman's choice. Or you can just go through all that all you want to. Satan gets glory out of the shedding of innocent blood. No matter what age. But especially the most innocent. The children. The unborn children. He gets glory out of it. I won't say he gains power, but he gains influence out of it. So they've been sacrificing children to Moloch for almost 50 years. The Supreme Court did not stop abortion. Did not stop the murdering babies. Some of the states are trying to stop it now, but the Supreme Court did not do it. And the states should have stopped to begin with because the states have rights that the federal government cannot touch. But that's a whole different topic. Now, Daniel, I'm going to shut up. You tell the folks a little bit what y'all do in your group up there.
Sure.
What's been happening to you all?
Yeah, so Compass Care has three locations in New York State. Pastor Butch, New York State is the abortion capital of the U.S. We have more abortions per capita here in New York than anywhere else in America. We have the most permissive abortion laws in the world after China and North Korea. In 2019, there was a passage of the Reproductive Health Act that legalized abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, and it made abortion a fundamental human right. This is where Compass Care exists, right in the belly of the beast, and God is at work here. Through Compass Care, through His people, to reach women considering abortion, helping them have their baby. Compass Care has three offices, Buffalo, New York, Rochester, New York, and Albany. Just a couple weeks ago, on June 7th, a pro-abortion terrorist group shattered the windows in our Buffalo office, set fire to the building, seeking to shut us down, seeking to stop us from spreading the light of Christ to women in need. Spreading the gospel to women in need, helping them in their hour of need, and helping them with medical services and comprehensive community support. Compass Care's mission is to erase the need for abortion by transforming a woman's fear into confidence. But there's a why. There's a belief that drives that, as I said just a little bit earlier, in terms of why I'm pro-life. The full mission statement of Compass Care is because all people are made in the image of God, and therefore equally valuable. Compass Care is dedicated to erasing the need for abortion by transforming a woman's fear into confidence. It is a belief that drives our behavior towards these women. We serve them with compassion. We serve them with love. We serve them with dignity and respect because they are made in the image of God, as is the preborn child that they're carrying. And we serve them with medical services, STD testing and treatment, abortion pill reversal, and then comprehensive community support, helping meet their needs, connecting them with local agencies, partnering with other Christian nonprofits in the area to help meet all of their physical needs. But most importantly, Pastor Butch, is sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ with these women. Their biggest problem is not this unplanned pregnancy that they're dealing with. That's the crisis that brought them to Compass Care. And that appointment, they just think is a medical appointment, and we understand it's a divine appointment for them to not just have their physical needs met, but to have their spiritual needs met as well.
Amen. And to show you what hypocrites the pro-murderers are, you were not going out and trying to talk girls in front of the murder clinics not to kill their babies. You were taking girls in seeking help to have their babies, that wanted to save the baby. You were not interfering. Well, you were against it, of course, and trying to take a stand, but you were not out on the streets here doing what they say people getting arrested
there's,
for. You
there's
were just
no
there
coercion.
Trying
to, yeah.
No, there's no coercion going on.
There's no manipulation. There's no lying to them. We are simply giving them information about all of their options. If you're interested in getting an abortion, here's what that is. This is the risks and side effects. Here's the fetal development. They're getting an ultrasound. They're hearing their baby's heartbeat. They're getting information about if they have a sexually transmitted disease or not. They're getting information about adoption and what that's gonna what that option looks like for them, and then also parenting. You know, Pastor Butch, the nefarious thing about this, and this is how we know it's of Satan, because he's the father of lies. The truth will set you free, and what we find is for the woman who is abortion-minded, who walks through Compass Care's doors, who says, I can't do it, I've got to get an abortion, I need an abortion, this is a lie that she's believed. Abortion doesn't represent freedom or liberty, it represents abandonment. It doesn't represent
Amen.
Empowerment. It represents abandonment. It's our culture. It's our men saying, okay, this is a woman's issue. You just go take care of it. You go destroy the human being that you're carrying in your body, and you go and maim your perfectly healthy body with a medical procedure that you don't need. This is what the lies of abortion is, and what Compass Care does is share the truth about her physical condition, her baby's physical condition, and the psychological damage that is done to abortion, and also her spiritual condition, that she needs to understand that she is loved and valued by her Creator, by her Father, so that she can in turn love and care for the child that she's carrying.
So all you were trying to do was help the woman. You weren't trying to do anything that the pro-murderer should have any problem with. You were not trying to do anything. You're just trying to teach them and help them through this mess, yet you were attacked.
That's right.
You were attacked, and they firebombed one of your clinics, and they firebombed something like 60 of them so far in this country, and no one's went to jail yet.
No, nobody has gone to jail, to our knowledge. There's not been a single arrest made. And adding insult to injury, Pastor Butch, here in New York State, New York Governor Hochul, she allocated $10 million taxpayer dollars to increase security at abortion clinics. At abortion clinics. Not a single abortion clinic has been attacked. Not a single one. And as you said, over 60 pro-life organizations and churches have been attacked over the last couple of months. Their intention...
Not one person arrested, right?
That's right. Not to our knowledge, not a single arrest has been made, and no reports have been made. After an incredible amount of pressure from both Congress and Senate, the FBI has finally admitted that they are looking into it, quote unquote, looking into it. They are investigating it. But this is domestic terrorism, vandalism, firebombing, arson is a very serious crime. It's an incredibly serious crime. It's to my knowledge, it's right under manslaughter in terms of criminal, in terms of the prosecution that is that you could be under for committing acts of arson. But these pro-abortion terrorists, Pastor Butch, they sought to shut Compass Care down. They were trying to stop women from receiving the services that Compass Care provides. And it didn't work. Compass Care was up and running the very next day at a secure and undisclosed location. The very day of the firebombing, there was a woman from Buffalo who traveled to Rochester, which is about 60 miles east of Buffalo, traveled to our Rochester office. She had started a chemical abortion, and she wanted to reverse the effects. She regretted it, so she didn't complete the chemical abortion. She came in on the day of the firebombing, was served in Rochester at the Compass Care office in Rochester, were able to save the baby. And not only that, but when presented with the gospel, she submitted her life to Christ and prayed to receive Christ as her Savior. So these are the miracles that God's people are making happen in the state of New York, the abortion capital of the U.S.
Amen. That is phenomenal. So now that all this has kind of broke loose in your state and around the country, are you getting any support from your local government officials there?
So the local police have been very supportive, and that's about it. So the week after the firebombing, again, New York Governor Hochul, she signs a bill not to investigate these abortion arsonists, but to investigate pro-life pregnancy centers.
Repeat that. And folks, listen to this. Repeat that.
Yep. So it's the Pregnancy Center Investigation Bill signed into law the week after the firebombing of Compass Care's Buffalo office. Governor Hochul signed this bill into law to allocate funds and resources to investigate peaceful pro-life pregnancy centers for what? When's the last time anybody has gone to Planned Parenthood and gotten anything for free? The largest abortion business in the world doesn't offer any services for free. Everything that Compass Care does is free of charge to the woman who walks through the door. She's getting everything free. We are meeting the unmet health needs of women in New York, and New York Governor Hochul wants to investigate us, not the abortion clinics where women and children are dying on a regular basis.
Well, what are they accusing you of?
They've basically, Pastor Butch, they've basically taken national pro-abortion lobbying talking points and turned them into a bill. They say that we are lying and manipulating, that we're giving false information, that we're coercing or trying to keep them from getting abortions. They basically have taken all the lies and propaganda of the pro-abortion political lobbying groups and turned it into a bill and said, this is what we're going to spend our resources on.
And what's happened out of that?
Well, it's in process, Compass Care. So one of the things that they want to do is they want to get all of our, kind of invade Compass Care's privacy. Compass Care is currently in a lawsuit against the state of New York over not being allowed to hire pro-life people. I don't know if you knew about this, but a couple of years ago when Governor Cuomo was in office, he signed a bill into law, the Boss Bill. I call it the Bossy Bill. Saying that as any organization in New York, they're not allowed to screen people based off of their pro-life beliefs, which is absolutely ridiculous. So this affects schools, this affects churches, this affects obviously pro-life Christian organizations like Compass Care. If we're not allowed to hire and fire based off of a statement of belief that says you have to be pro-life to work here, you have to believe that every single human being from the moment of conception is fully and equally human. If you don't believe that, you can't work for this organization. Well, of course not. We're not going to hire somebody who doesn't share our core values, who doesn't share our core beliefs about what is a person and who qualifies as a human being. But this bill says that we're not allowed to hire or fire based off of those pro-life beliefs. So we're currently working with Alliance Defending Freedom, and we're currently suing the state of New York. We lost the first round onto it. We're appealing it to the Second Circuit Court, and we'll see where that goes. But the New York State is aggressively pro-abortion. And with the overturning of Roe, you said it earlier, Pastor Butch, the reversal of Roe versus Wade doesn't eliminate abortion. It did not assign personhood to the preborn child. It did not entrench that in our legal system. It says now it's a state issue. And New York State legalized abortion 3 years before Roe versus Wade. The New York State, unless something drastic happens, is not going to do anything to reduce the number of abortions. They're actually incentivizing. They're using taxpayer money to incentivize women to travel to New York, paying for their travel expenses and paying for their abortions. Abortion tourism is something that our government is promoting and marketing to women in other states where it's being restricted.
Well, you know, and some businesses, out-of-state businesses, right now the states have outlawed murdering babies like we did in West Virginia here. Some businesses, like Starbucks, is going to pay for the employees to go get to kill their babies. Now, folks, this is what's happening in America today. Now, and I have information here. I just got a little while ago, shared it on another program today. You probably already heard this. The Democrats demand, now listen, I'm not making this up, abortion tents like you camp in, tents in national parks, to mass murder American babies on federal land. Senator Pocahontas Warren thinks the federal butchery and Native Americans didn't go far enough. Now, this is an actual question asked to Senator Warren from a lady named Caroline Kitchener. She said, I spoke with Warren. This is what Warren said, who suggested the Biden administration established Planned Parenthood outposts on the edges of national parks. They could put up tents and have trained personnel and be there to help people who need it. It's time to declare a medical emergency. Can you believe that they are so evil they won't put up tents on federal property to murder the children?
Wow.
Now, isn't that amazing? Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Well, and what we have done here, what we have done is absolutely overturned their god of Moloch on a certain level. Now, we didn't stop it.
That's right.
But we overturned it.
That's right.
And they are rebelling. We opened Pandora's box a long time ago, Brother Daniel, and it's going to be hell getting it closed.
Yeah. Yeah. And to your point, sir, you know, abortion doesn't go away with the overturning of Roe. It just concentrates into abortion hub states like New York, Illinois, and California. And Compass Care is building the pro-life service capacity in the state of New York. He's giving us the opportunity to compete head-on with the abortion giant, the abortion empire. And what we want to do is we want to drive a stake through the heart of the abortion empire, and we want to completely eliminate it. So we are serving women at volume. There has been a 50% reduction in the number of abortions in Rochester, where Compass Care was founded. Our goal is to reduce abortion by 50% in 5 years. In Buffalo, we're on track to do that. Just opened this year an office in Albany, in the midst of finding a medical office out there to continue serving women out there. Right now, serving them on a mobile ultrasound, mobile medical unit, mobile ultrasound van. And we want to cut abortion by 50% in New York. And then the next step after that is Syracuse and New York City. Building the pro-life service capacity in the state of New York to serve these women, one woman, one baby at a time, serve her with compassion, with the love of Jesus, and serve her in such a way that she says, I'm going to keep this baby. I'm not going to get an abortion. I'm not going to kill my child. And then also, Compass Care has a plan to reach nationally into all the states where abortion is becoming illegal or being reduced. Women are going to be traveling to abortion hub states or buying their abortions online, chemical abortion online, having them delivered to their home, and doing a DIY chemical abortion in their home. So Compass Care has a plan to reach those women online through a telemedicine platform before they travel or before they order their lethal abortion drugs.
Wow. Well, you do expect some confrontation over this, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't get shot at unless you're flying over enemy territory, Pastor Buck.
That's exactly right. And I know you're in contact with other clinics across the country. After the break, we'll discuss that and what's going on there. Folks, a lot more questions to ask. Daniel, if you want to join in, you can at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
That's
844-769-2944. Talking to Daniel Thomason, and we're discussing what's happening with the clinics across the country. They're being firebombed now, and now they're picking in the justices home. This is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. It isn't anywhere near over yet. And as this thing increases in intensity, it's going to increase in severity. And more looting and burning and, God forbid, maybe killing. I don't want to see that happen. But it is what it is. I mean, that's just the way it's coming down to. Nobody wants to see it. And nobody in the right mind wants to see violence erupt. But sometimes it takes violence to stop violence. That's Bible, folks. No, Bible. If you just read scripture about Lot when he was kidnapped, Abraham didn't say, well, we'll pray for him. He get up his men, went after him, armed him, went after him, and got him back. Sometimes violence has to be answered with violence. It's like fire against fire. You set back fires to stop the fire from going any further. That's what it boils down to. So anyway, back to our guest, Daniel Thomas. And Daniel, tell the folks real quickly more about Compass Care and how y'all survive.
Yeah, so Compass Care is a nonprofit organization that is completely funded and staffed by the church. So all of the volunteers, all of the staff, all of the funding for all these services to women considering abortion, despite for the preborn, saving mothers and preborn children from the horror of abortion, is all funded by God's people, the passionate pro-life community that says this is wrong. We're going to do something about it. So they're investing their time, their talent, their treasure. Thousands of pro-life Christians. There isn't one, Daddy Warbucks coming in and funding this organization. This is thousands of pro-life Christians all over New York, but all over the country, really, who are funding this organization. That's going to continue to grow as Compass Care continues to grow, as the Lord continues to bless the ministry to grow, not just in New York State. Again, the abortion capital of the U.S., where women are going to be traveling. An estimated 30,000 more women will be traveling to New York year one, Pastor Butch, after the Roe reversal. Another 30,000 women will be traveling to New York. They're going to be coming right to our doorstep. Compass Care's got to be ready to serve those women. The firebombed office in Buffalo, Compass Care is rebuilding that, and not just repairing the damage that was done. It was catastrophic damage done to the office with the firebombing on June 7th. Not just repairing, but rebuilding bigger. And the goal is 52 days. Do you know what the 52 days could be referring to, Pastor Clutch?
I think so. What
Nehemiah? So Nehemiah, rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. So Compass Care's goal is to rebuild the breach in the wall, of the pro-life wall in Buffalo. In 52 days, it's going to cost $265,000 to repair and build it back even bigger and better than it was before. Adding a third more space to it. We're busting at the seams in the Buffalo office. So adding capacity to serve even more women and save even more babies in the Buffalo region.
Wow. Fantastic. And I know you're in contact with the clinics all over the country. How are they responding? What's going on in other states?
Yeah, so as we talked about earlier, there have been dozens of attacks on pro-life organizations. It's by this group called Jane's Revenge. They call themselves Jane's Revenge.
Right,
and,
right.
This is some of the demonic kind of communications that they've put out, Pastor Butch. You know, they're saying they took credit for the attack on Buffalo, and they're saying that through attacking, we find joy. This is their words. They say that we've demonstrated in the past month how easy and fun it is to attack. They promise to take increasingly drastic measures that may not come in the form of something so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti, saying it's open season on pro-life pregnancy centers. And I just want to reiterate that nothing has been done federally or here in New York on the state level to protect pro-life pregnancy centers. Nothing is being done to protect pregnancy centers from being attacked by these pro-abortion terrorists who say they take joy in attacking these pregnancy centers, that it's open season on them.
And, you know, this is happening all across the nation. Compass Care has a network. There are over 650 pregnancy centers around the nation who are using Compass Care's materials in some form or fashion. Compass Care's service model from start to finish, or different aspects of Compass Care's materials to help serve women all across the country. And some of them have been attacked as well. Nothing as catastrophic as firebombing, mostly vandalism and obnoxious protests outside of the office doors.
Well, I know they're carrying signs and chanting that if mothers or whatever aren't safe, then you aren't either. In other words, they're threatening the lives of people. They're threatening the lives of people.
Yeah, so Compass Care CEO Jim Harden, he's been serving at Compass Care for 20 years. He has 10 children. He had to relocate his family because of threat from these pro-abortion terrorists.
Wow. Well, I'll say this one, then we'll take a phone call. This is something that's been discussed. It's not anything solid yet, but Supreme Court Justice Thomas has said the Supreme Court may have to rethink some of its decisions of a few years ago, and one of them being the case that let homosexuals get married. They're going to may have to rethink that, which means they may overturn it. If they do overturn that, on top of this, Katie barred the door. It's going to be nasty.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
We've been talking about this for so long. You know, 50 years ago, as far as homosexuality or whatever, even 55 years ago, murdering babies was not tolerated, much less with homosexuality and other sexual perversions being tolerated. Now they're legalizing pedophilia. Now we have 150 different sexes children can be. 50 years ago, this would have been laughed at. Today it's accepted because the people tolerate it. An old time preacher, I think it was John Wesley, said that which we tolerate today, we'll embrace tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Here we are. Here we are.
That's right.
Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Dino. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, gang. I've been listening to this show probably books for almost 20 years. And your name is Daniel Thomason. You're in New York?
That's right.
Okay, what town are you located in? I'm just curious.
Oh, I'm outside of Rochester.
Oh, I know where that is because I have a friend in Saratoga Springs, New York. Yeah.
That's great. That's not too far.
That the verse you read from Nehemiah, Daniel, I just read that verse this morning, as a matter of fact.
Really?
What are the odds of that?
Yeah.
You're in Rochester, New York, and I just talked to my mom today, and guess what? She's 92, and if this would have been legal, because my mom had premarital sex, I might be dead myself. And, you know, after 90 million aborted babies, Daniel and Butch, God is not, I think God's wrath is hitting America.
It sure is. No doubt about it. It is. Yes, yes.
Daniel, so how long have you been doing this now?
I grew up in a family that was very involved in the pro-life movement, so some of my earliest childhood memories are standing outside of abortion clinics with prayer chains or holding signs of aborted babies. My family was pretty heavily involved with Operation Rescue back when that was active in...
Yeah, that was also a friend of mine near Milwaukee. I was on the streets for about 7, 8, 9, 10 years doing this, operating to save America. I know people who were in that because I was in that for about 10 years in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Waupun, Wisconsin. Small world.
Yeah, well, my...
Right?
My parents moved us to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They were doing pro-life ministry, missionaries to the preborn in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in the mid-90s. I was real young then.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember much.
I am personal friends with missionary to the preborn, Matt Kowal. He's a close friend of mine. He has 10 or 11, 12 kids. I've known the guy for 30 years. Oh, this
That's
is amazing.
Cool, yeah, praise God.
All right.
Praise God.
Anything else, Dino?
Yeah, the verse in Proverbs 16 through 19, then, seven things God hates: pride,
yes,
liars, innocent blood, imaginations, running your mischief, liars who speak lies, and that sow discord among the brethren.
Amen.
And the person that, I'll let you go, but the person that signed into law 12, 15 years ago, so men could marry men, was our Republican Governor Scott Walker.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, yeah, as soon as the Supreme Court ruled this constitutional, it kind of opened up again another Pandora's box. Good call, Dino. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Dino.
And we've got another call coming in. But anyway, very quickly, Daniel, what are the other clinics across country doing? I know they were firebombed. What are they doing? How they protect themselves? Are they hiring security? What's going on?
Yeah, so it kind of runs the range a little bit. I've had conversations with several different pregnancy centers. Some of them are scared, Pastor Butch. You know, they're frightened. They're not going to stop doing what's right. But it is a scary thing to be attacked for what you believe. This is America, right? This is where
we're
supposed to be able to freely express our beliefs in the public square, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech. And it's an odd thing. We're not used to being attacked for being Christians here in America. But I think we're going to have to get used to it. I think that we're going to have to strap on the armor of God and get to work I think that courage is going to be a virtue that we're going to have to cultivate and ask the Lord to continue to grow in our hearts that we don't fear man, that we fear God alone. And so Compass Care, the morale at Compass Care is very high. The nurses are courageously continuing to serve women every single day who are considering abortion, helping them have their babies. And, you know, we fear God alone. We fear God alone. We're taking precautions. Yeah, we're taking necessary precautions of, you know, increasing security in various ways. But, you know, the biggest thing is the Lord is our protector.
Amen. Amen. You know, he expects us to be wise, just like in Nehemiah 4. You know, he's told him to carry a tool in one hand and a sword in the other. You know, he can protect them without even them raising a hand.
Okay.
But expect them to do their part. That's a fact.
That's right.
Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Mike. Mike, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch. This show's a sure enough blessing to this nation. Thank you, Butch. Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
And I will support Compass Care. It's on the local news here that they're going to be coming from all the states that surround us because their abortion laws are stricter than North Carolina. They're going to be coming here to get their abortions. It's on their local news. And shortwave reception is really bad. I don't know if anybody's covered this, but I heard that yesterday or the day before that Carrie Madej was in ICU in Florida. I don't know her.
You didn't hear the first part of the program?
No, sir. The shortwave is just
okay. Carrie's actually in Atlanta.
Just static.
Hospital.
It's just static. So
yeah.
I couldn't get it.
Well, Dr. Carey's in Atlanta Hospital. She voice texted me today and said she's got a long road ahead, but she's doing well. So she's
okay. I didn't know. I couldn't catch it, Butch. But
okay.
I'm trying. And listen, I'm very thankful for y'all, and I will be supporting Compass Care. And
thank you.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks so much.
God bless.
And folks, don't forget, we'll be in office tomorrow. Like I said, we'll be here all day, Lord willing. So the clinics across the country are preparing themselves for what the future holds. And I guess in some states where they are, that's West Virginia, is already totally outlawed murdering our children. So far, we've had a few protests, nothing huge. But West Virginia is kind of a state that's a little bit different than most states, Daniel. And I'm saying this very humbly before God. In a lot of ways, our people don't tolerate this stuff too well.
Yeah.
So it hasn't got here too bad yet. And most of the legislatures are on our side, obviously. So that's to our plus. But a lot of states like where you are and people like in California, other places are trying to do what you're doing, are facing real danger. I mean, real life-threatening danger. These people will kill you if they will try to kill Supreme Court justice. What would they do to folks like me and you?
Yeah. So the rationale that is used to justify killing babies in the womb is the same rationale that would be used to kill you and I. You know,
Amen.
So either every single human being is made in the image of God and needs to be protected, or we're all at risk. You know, it's either Christ or chaos. It's either morality based in a transcendental truth of who God is and how he's made mankind, or you can't get master, but you cannot get value from primordial slime. You know, this whole idea of time plus chance, and here we got humans evolved from apes over millions of years, is absolutely ridiculous, and we're bearing the fruit of that ideology that says that mankind creates his own value. Well, we don't create our own value. We're given it. It's intrinsic to who we are. We're invaluable. We have value because of who God is. And as proof of that is the incarnation of Jesus Christ. His incarnation. He didn't come to save giraffes. He didn't come to save hippos. He didn't come to save any other beast. He came to save humanity. He came to earth as a man to save mankind. And if that doesn't prove human worth, I don't know what does.
Amen. Absolutely right on the money. Let's go to my brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch.
Hey, Gary.
Okay, you know, I would like to start off like I usually do, you know, with quoting a scripture, if it's okay.
Sure.
This is, you know, Psalm 94, 16, and then 23. Who will stand up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand with me against the workers of iniquity? Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee that frameth mischief by law? They gather themselves together against the souls of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. Okay, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own weaknesses. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Amen.
So bless God. You know, God just tells us to go do it. And,
that's right.
And we need to start standing. And, Brother Daniel, you know, I just want you to know that I'm with Creator Equal. I'm sure that you are aware of them too, are you not?
I'm sorry, I couldn't catch that. Could you ask that again?
You couldn't hear you.
I am with a pro-life group called Created Equal.
Oh, yes, I've heard of Created Equal.
Are you aware of those folks?
Yes. Jim Harden, Compass Care CEO, was just interviewed by Mark Harrington last week. I believe he's the executive director of Created Equal.
Yes, he is. You know, I've been with him for quite some time, and also with Missionaries to the Preborn, and there's another one that I'm with called Survivors of Abortion Holocaust with Jeff White.
Well,
and,
let me ask you.
We've networked with each other for years, and you know, and I've been standing here in Arizona on the streets, me and my little team, showing people what abortion truly is, and so I thank you very, very, very much for what you do. And as far as these fires that they're starting, you know, to burn down these clinics, the pro-life clinics. Butch, are you going to give out an address to so we can help these guys?
Yeah,
these people.
We'll do that for sure in a minute. And by the way, what are the laws now in Arizona since? Roe v. Wade was overturned. We had trigger laws here. What's your state doing?
You know, I believe that they have some here, but I don't know if it's been implemented yet.
Okay.
I don't have a computer. You know, I just have a telephone, and so you know, I'm not. I can't access that stuff. And,
okay.
But anyways, I'm sure willing to help, and I'm sure the rest of my team will be ready to help too. So I will close for that. God bless you both for what you do. And, you know, may the Lord protect you and lead you and guide you in all righteousness.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. And that's
thank
a good
you.
Question I want to cover, Daniel. If somebody wants to call y'all and get information how to send money, how would he call you?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways. If you go to erasingtheneed.com, that's erasingtheneed.com. They can find out more. There's an address on there. There's a donate page, erasingtheneed.com/donate. If they're interested in helping with Rebuild Bigger for the office that was firebombed, that'd be erasingtheneed.com/rebuildbigger. But you'll find it right there on the homepage at erasingtheneed.com. If you're interested in demanding that the Biden administration and other pro-abortion the politicians denounce this violence against peaceful pro-life pregnancy centers, you can go to prolifepregnancycenter.com and sign the petition there. That's prolifepregnancycenter.com, and you can sign the petition there. Thousands of people have signed the petition demanding that our political elite denounce the violence and put together a plan to protect these pregnancy centers before somebody gets seriously injured or killed. These pro-abortion terrorists do not have, they're unhinged from reality. They are rabid, and they are ferocious in their defense of their right to kill babies.
Other perversions do this. And is there a phone number people can call? A lot of folks don't have computers.
Yeah.
This is my program. What number can they call to get in touch you all?
Yeah, so 585-232-3894. That's 585-232-3894. You'll get the Rochester office with that number, 585-232-3894.
Now, folks, you missed that call, Snoff Smart. I'll have it for you. And you call them up and tell them Pastor Butch sent you over, unless you want to help. That's 585-232-3894. 585-232-3894. Again, call tomorrow in the office. I'll be here to give it to you then, and you can help him if you will. I know I want to do the same thing. I wish we were all wealthy men and do a lot more, but we join together, we can make a difference. And Daniel, I want you to thank your team there. Thank Jim and Isaac and everybody at your group and any other clinic around the country that you talk to. You thank for Pastor Butch Paul and his audience for what they're doing.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Pastor Butch. Really been a pleasure. Enjoyed the conversation. Grateful for you and your ministry.
Well, just pray for us to do the same for you, Daniel. And we'll be in touch in the future. If you need me, call me, okay?
All right. Thank you, Pastor Butch.
God bless you, friend. Thank you. All right, folks. Again, the number again to call is 585-232-3894. 585-232-3894. Again, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 to 4, hopefully, prayerfully. We'll be in Bible study this coming weekend. It's going to be a prophecy teaching, a line of scripture, and what's happening in this world, in this country. Folks, the Bible is so clear on the mail markers in this world, in this life. So clear. I don't know why pastors don't see them and teach them. I have no idea, or at least attempt to, but we're going to do it this Saturday, Lord willing. We will see you there. I'll see you in the office tomorrow, like I said. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.